Thanks for tuning in to our bonus episode preview. This is just a short sample of this week's exclusive Patreon episode. You can hear the episode in its entirety by becoming a member at patreon.com/indoctrination, where you'll gain access to all of our exclusive episodes and merchandise. Hi, everyone. Thank you so much to all of you who help support the show. I feel such heartfelt appreciation for all of you, and I love being able to offer these gifts to you. So this is a continuation of a bonus episode about Elizabeth Clare Prophet, who started the Church Universal and Triumphant, taking an organization, the Summit Lighthouse, started by her husband at the time, to the next level after he passed away, and changing the name of it. As I said in the last bonus episode, there's something uniquely kind of haunting about her and how she and her style, how she could instill respect, but also fear in so many people, and how she had this hypnotic way, and she had a way of getting under people's skin to the point where people hearing about her and hearing episodes about Church Universal and Triumphant and hearing about Elizabeth Clare Prophet has an impact on them all these years later after they have left this group. I want to be able to talk more about this idea of mantras and repetitive sounds. And what is important is that context is key. I want to also mention that a lot of times people will say, well, what's wrong with having a mantra? And there's nothing wrong with having a mantra. It's like saying, what's wrong with meditating? Nothing. Although for some people, it can be more agitating than relaxing. So if you are of the certain percentage of the population that finds sitting and meditating to be more irritating and agitating to your system, it's not that you're doing it wrong, and you don't need to do it more, as a lot of meditation and mindfulness teachers will tell you. It just means that your system doesn't connect well with that kind of stillness and introspection. And it's much better than for you to do something else, probably something much more active. And you would find that more relaxing. And so going back to this idea, if mantras or even doing hypnosis or anything is dangerous, the dangerous piece is exactly as I was saying with meditation, when you're involved in an organization that tells you that you need to do this and keep doing it and do it more, even if it is affecting you potentially in a negative way, even if you're having trouble focusing when you're not meditating because you've kind of interfered with your sleep-wake balance because you've been meditating too much, or because you go into a trance-like state all too easily because you have been prompted to do that whenever you're feeling any kind of emotion. And then you have trouble staying present. Anything done to an extreme and anything presented as the answer to everything is never going to be healthy. And it's important for you to realize that just like with having a piece of cake, that's fine. But if you have an entire cake, you're going to potentially get ill.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax tip and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.